The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. The 1460 is pounding it out there. Good morning. 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, yes. And good morning to Ashley, back from her writer's workshop.
Good morning.
What's up in Lassen Park or something?
Yes, it was in the park. On the shores of Manzanita Lake.
By the shores of the big sea.
Well, congratulations.
Big sky water.
Thank you. Congratulations, because it's always a big deal to organize and launch. And Sue, our weather gal and extraordinaire, went as well. And I'm just curious, you know, after you guys get off of the rush of what happened over the weekend, you know, like the one-liner of what you took away from it. So yep. I'll be asking you that at the end of the week.
All right.
Okay, let's go to the weather. Good morning, everybody, on this beautiful 24th. We're going to have a sunny day with our highs of 94 and our lows of 66. Tuesday calls for 89 this is a big change. 89 to 61 on Tuesday. Wednesday calls for sunny skies with 81. This is great outside weather. This is the kind of, you know, weather week where if you've got a project, now's the time to get out and do it before we get the scorchers. 81, 56 on Wednesday night. Thursday, 80 with our lows of 58. And Friday comes back up to 87. Saturday's 91. And Sunday comes up with 95. So we've got clear skies and throughout the week. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. They are a great family, the Kinneys. And they do so much for our community. They are like unsung heroes, trust me. Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay.
365-3793.
Mamma mia. Mamma mia.
Wanted to congratulate all of the people at the Cascade Theater Regina and Richard and John, the creative aspects.
John Pruitt, the director.
Yep. Who put on this show. And so I guess they have to buy the rights and all of these performances. We're talking Shasta College, the high schools, they have to buy the rights. It's kind of like what we do when you hear our bump music. We have to pay CSAC, ASCAP, BMI for the rights. So when you pick a play out, you buy the rights and rent it basically. And it's a certain cost per performance. I don't know what this one costs, but then with this particular one, they had tracks, which really sounded good. And then, you know, you get the book and everybody gets the book and they get the tracks so they can rehearse ahead of time. And it's not like the same as a live orchestra. But so this cast, it was a wonderful show. I've seen nothing but great, great compliments from the Facebook comments are all, you know, it was infectious. It was great. And everybody, of course, were local. The only person that wasn't local was Richard Waxa, who was a guest choreographer, and he had to leave. But he's longtime friends, and if you listen to my Thursday night show, he came in to guest choreograph Mamma Mia. So it was, I think it was just a truly successful summer run of Mamma Mia. And I think Sunday or Saturday night was his closing night. So fantastic show, and congratulations. What do you think, Carl?
I enjoyed it. It was I did. I enjoyed it. I'd say I've seen the musical on Broadway, not Broadway, but in London. Saw it then, and of course you see the movie. But this was really good. The acting was just superb. The singing was a lot of fun. The choreography I thought was really good. He had those people. Every dance they made or they did was they were happy, and you couldn't leave without hearing ABBA for almost 2 hours.
Right?
How can you not be happy with ABBA?
Right.
That's You know, they're not,
Mamma
they're
Mia.
Not, yeah, they're not the heavy metal or the
no, it was
plaintive,
great.
The plaintive, you know, folk songs, but they were just, you know, they were happy rock songs. You know, I mean, they're, you know, and the people playing, there were a couple of the one that did the Take a Chance on Me.
Mm-hmm,
I thought that was pretty
right.
good.
Just good. Yeah. She has a good comedic timing and just that whole scene
perfect.
Was yeah wasn't that darling
was a lot of fun.
That was a darling scene. Speaking of fun, and let's talk a little about what's going to happen in our show this morning, but I decided to go into my stash, and I have all kinds of tickets that I'm giving away this morning. I'm going to start right now with the largest tickets because it's a package of Black Bear Diner, $20 from Black Bear Diner, and 4 tickets to the Colt 45s. So I'm going to take our third caller, not our first caller, and I'm going to say if you've got tickets here from KCNR in the last month, I'm encouraging somebody who's new, who maybe I don't want to call in, I'm encouraging that person to call in for $20 from Blackberry Diner and 4 tickets to the Colt 45, any game. Fantastic
any
package.
Game.
6054567, it's up to you.
Okay, the some other things that are going on. The Sacramento police down in the training officer that was killed.
Mm.
There's more about it as you read it. The one thing I couldn't figure out was she was laying out there in the open for 45 minutes before they could get an armored car in front of her, and I can't help but think, and I wasn't there. But I was thinking on when this came out, I said, well, the guy was in the house, and it appears that he had guns stashed in different rooms, and he'd go from room to room and shoot. But I know what happens if a Marine goes down. Now, you know, it's hard to draw parallels, but if a Marine goes down like that, there is so much covering fire going on in the location that it's unbelievable. I mean, everybody is just, cranking rounds. So you can get a team out there to get him, and then you put a covering team out, and then you're just, this is what we do. This is what we do. You don't leave a Marine behind. And yeah, and it can cost you casualties, but we don't leave a Marine behind like that.
This is a problem, isn't it?
I'm sorry, what?
This is a problem.
What?
This is a problem when you go in. I mean, how it's reported.
Well, yeah.
And we're not really sure as they're investigating.
That's why I didn't say anything. And so I'm just saying this is the way, well, it's not just Marines, but it's the Army and everybody too, that, you know, if you've got a guy out there, you're putting down all types of covering fire. But we're in a combat zone. And here, I don't know if you could rock and roll into that house. Because, you know, you don't know, you know, there's other houses around it and, you know, these types of things where, you know, if you just put in a lot of fire, and I'm talking about a lot of fire, so that you keep his head down while they're going, you know, while they can go out and get him. Well, he's firing a rifle, two AR-15 style rifles assembled from parts to create weapons that are legal in California. They found two guns in a neighboring home, and that was also associated with this guy named Ramos. And 9 days before the shootout, a judge issued a warrant for failing to appear on a charge of battering a young woman. And so when they went in, it appears that the her training officer went in first, and as he was going in and she was behind him, that this guy opened fire from another house. And when he went in, he was saying things like, hey, you know what? This, you know, you're not in trouble, dude. We're not going to arrest you. And then he started shooting. They also said that she was pinned down for 45 minutes and died of multiple gunshot wounds. And one of the things I read said that it looked like she was she had non-recovery wounds. So I don't know if that meant she was hit in the head or what. But you know but another policewoman. This is the second policewoman we've had shot and killed in what, 6 weeks, a month? That, and they're both from the same graduating class.
This is such a tragedy.
Yeah, and the other one was on a traffic stop, and she got killed. And this one was a domestic violence call, and she got killed. You know, when people start talking about, you know, police and, oh, you know, they make all this money and blah, 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 blah. You know, it just rankles me because 99% of the people who say things like that have never had to go into a dark house with guns drawn with the chance of being ambushed. And, you know, so it's that kind of thing that you read about, and it's such a tragedy. Anyway, we need to take a break. And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Relax, restore, and rejuvenate at Wind River Spa inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Indulge in some body pampering with our summer spa specials featuring oxygenated facial, summer glow body scrub, CBD warming massage, spa pedicure, and 15% off all waxing. Retreat from the demands of daily life. Book your summer spa specials now featuring farmhouse fresh products. Gift certificates available for purchase. Summer spa specials at Wind River Spa.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at night. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Linda's in here dancing around.
And congratulations, Bruce. You won those four tickets to the Colt 45s and $20 in Black Bear Diner Bucks.
Whoa.
Can't go wrong with that little package.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. You know what? I really do like my Sleep Number bed. I like it. I like it for two reasons.
I like it. I love it.
One
I
is
want some
you're in
more
it with me.
Of it.
Yeah, well, you're in it with me. That's one of them. The other one is I can adjust the firmness of my mattress any way I want it. My Sleep Number setting is 60. You know, everybody says, well, you're saying 60 all the time. Well, sometimes it's 65. Sometimes it's 55. Sometimes it's 75. You know, but see, here's the thing is you can adjust it any way you want. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, the new Sleep Number 360 smart beds, they sense your every move and automatically adjust to you, keeping you sleeping comfortably throughout the night. What's your Sleep Number setting?
Well, you know, I'm a Gemini, so I need change. So one day may be firm, and the next day may not be so firm. And this is what I love about it, because, you know, the same old mattress can be so boring. And I get bored very easily, anybody who knows me. So, you know, I bounce off the walls a lot. So when I hit the sack or hit my Sleep Number bed, I like to switch around and see how I feel tonight. Well, tonight I'm going to be firm. Last night I had a firm sleep. So my Sleep Number setting last night was 40. That's not firm. That's less than firm. But I move it around. It's somewhere in the gauges between the 40 and the 65.
You know,
true.
Right now is the time you can get the lowest prices for a queen Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed. It is now only $1,299. You can save $400 only for a limited time, but you have to head on down to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. And you won't be sorry. Tell them that. Carl and easily bored Linda is sending you down there. Sleep Number. Okay.
All right. Now
tell me what's going on in the world.
So 2,000 is today's number.
Okay.
Don't look.
Oh, I'm not.
Okay. Because you have to hear why. I've got some really good things, you know, when I pop in five things you need to know, and then there's some really fun things at the end. So I started at the bottom because, you know, I get bored. So a lot of times I have to read the back of the book. I'm one of those. And then I kind of, that's interesting. I'll come in the front. 2,000 is today's number. It's the number of winning tickets for the $7.8 million jackpot in North Carolina's Pick 4 lottery. What were the winning numbers?
I don't know.
0, 0, 0, 0. I think that's pretty newsworthy, if
so
you ask
2,000 me. 2,000 people are going to split $7.5 million.
With just 0, 0, 0, 0. I'm going to ask anybody who's listening, do you ever do that in any, like, Keno or any – do you pick four zeros or three zeros or two zeros? I just thought that was very interesting. Okay, number one on the list today, new U.S. sanctions in Iran are set to be issued today, according to a weekend tweet from President Trump. The president didn't offer up any details on the sanctions, but he did say he believes more sanctions will force Iran – to the bargaining table with the U.S. The world is also still waiting to see what kind of retaliation, if any, the U.S. will dish out after Iran shot down a U.S. military drone last week.
That's each one of them gets $3,750.
Trump ordered a retaliatory. Are you listening to me? Trump ordered a retaliatory strike on Iran last week, only to call it off at the last minute. What do you think? What are your thoughts of that? That was kind of some juicy back and forth last week.
No, I think that he was right. They shot down a drone. So what's our response? Is our response to go, is it to hit the missile launch sites? You could do that. But they also said it was going to be 150 people killed. And Trump, rightly so, and people aren't giving him the you know, people aren't giving him the credit for this. You would think they would. You know, Pelosi tells it is, oh, yeah, he took my advice. No, Pelosi didn't take your advice. He looked at this thing and he said, is an unarmed drone worth 150 lives? No. They also had threatened to shoot down a manned spy plane when it's out there collecting and everything. And there was 32 people on that. Well, that in itself could have been that in itself then would have been worth a strike. If you're going to kill our people, then we're going to destroy areas of yours. So am I concerned that he called it off? No, because right after that, or during that time frame, they did a major hack into their systems and shut down their systems for a long time. So it's a, you know, is it the same thing? No, but it also did not escalate this. You kill 150 people, it escalates it. You can't help it to have something like that happen. So it was a good decision on Trump's part.
Okay, number three. This just really ruts me. The 10th American has died while vacationing in the Dominican Republic. We're taking a selfie. Okay. Vittorio Caruso, 56, of Glen Cove, Long Island, died last week, according to family members. Caruso's sister-in-law said he died after suffering respiratory distress and a possible heart attack. The spate of deaths have some Americans wondering whether they should cancel their upcoming vacations to the country. I'm telling you, I would deeply consider, you know, maybe think the first thing I thought of, Carl, you know, with this whole situation is, you know, we've talked about the fact that, CNN had previously reported the deaths could be related to alcohol. Yesterday, the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Punta Cana said it would removing liquor dispensers from guest rooms, mini bars. The resort said the decision was made independently and not as a result of two deaths that occurred at its property. So I wonder, is this a kind of how somebody is become a mass, like somebody is a mass murderer that goes in?
I think it's going to be as simple as they're going to find it in the toxic, that it's going to be something that I think eight of them were from one hotel. They're going to find out that whatever they were drinking was lethal. That it could have been homemade hooch that they used to fill up the bottles, and it could be something that they bought that they thought was good alcohol, mm-hmm. good liquor, and it wasn't, and it was just poison. I don't think it was malicious, but I don't know. But see, the toxicology reports aren't back maybe till today or tomorrow. So, but it will be interesting to see what it was that caused the heart failure, because that's what it was.
Well, let me just ask you this personally and ask our listeners, you know, if you've traveled a great deal, I mean, I've done so much work in Mexico, and I used to travel to Cabo frequently, and, you know, different places in the world. I never worried about getting a drink, except for, you know, maybe in Mexico with ice cubes and stuff like that. But I never worried about being poisoned. And now if we think of going to, hey, let's go to Costa Rica or whatever, it makes me think, what, I can only drink out of a bottle. But now the bottles, if it came from the mini bar, the bottles were tampered with.
Yeah, but I think you'll also see is that a lot of the minibar bottles were just refills, you know, that they weren't brand new. I think the thing that you have to take out of this is if there's one is don't go to the Dominican Republic for a while until you can figure out what is going on down there. And two, if you're in places like this, that drinking bottled water is probably a good idea. I don't know what to tell you about you know, when you order a piña colada from the bar, are you expecting to be killed? So this is, they've got something to try and figure out down there. But you know what? The Dominican Republic is the only place that you heard of this many deaths, this many people getting ill. They had a whole high school graduating class, most of them got sick. But it sounds like it was something they ate, and it wasn't things they were drinking. So,
Women's World Cup. Things are getting serious in France as the Women's World Cup lunges into the quarterfinals. England earned itself a spot in the final eight with a 3-0 win over Cameroon yesterday, but it didn't come out with controversy. Cameroon's players staged a series of unprecedented unfilled protests. Sorry that I just slurred that over. Over decisions made by video assistant referee, host country France is also in the quarterfinals thanks to a 2-1 extra time win over Brazil. Norway and Germany are the final 8-2. Team USA shot at the quarterfinals comes today at noon Eastern time when it takes on Spain. And finally in sports news, of course, the bird and magic. All right. Popularity really began with NBA with Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. So they have just received the league's Lifetime Achievement Award.
Okay. Let's take a quick break and we come back. I want to talk about the a couple things. One is the homeless situation. The homeless situation in San Diego has they are the fourth largest homeless community in the United States with approximately 8,000 homeless. And what they're doing about it, it's really an interesting concept of how they're handling this. So we want to talk about that when we get back. And then later on, we'll be addressing, we'll have Megan Dolly here at 8 o'clock to talk about why she's running for office and what she hopes to achieve when she's in there. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air have been in the business for over a quarter of a century, that they've provided outstanding service to all of their clients. It's a veteran-owned business, but Martin and Pam take such great pride in Alliance Heating and Air. All of their people have been sent through a number of schools and for training on different types of heating and cooling systems, so they can work on all of them. They can offer guarantees. They offer warranties. And now it's just starting to get hot. Is your air conditioner working at its highest level? Is it working at its most efficient level? Are your filters clean? Are the air ducts clean? These are all things that Alliance Heating and Air can do and check for you and make sure that your summer is not just burning inside the house and outside the house. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back after these messages. This is Colin DeBott, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I
feel. B&T Satellite is offering to our 55 plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The term is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. A portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at BNT Satellite. BNT Satellite wants to let all veterans and military veterans, first responders, know that they have a special offer for you at BNT Satellite. Two different things that they're doing. They have two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation to all active duty, reserved, and veteran members of the military and active first responders. There are no receiver or plan restrictions. You can come in there. Do not call the 800 number. Give them a call at 241-DISH. Free movie rental first month. Free upgrade to Hopper 2. The Stars and Stripes package included at no additional cost. For all information on the Stars and Stripes package, don't call 800 number. Call BNT Satellite at 241-3474.
And I've got more tickets.
What
do you think?
Yeah, we
can get... Megan's coming in at the 8 o'clock hour. I don't know if I want to give tickets away. Well, she's
okay.
Megan Dolly, who, of course, is throwing her hat into the ring.
For our first district assembly.
Right, to take over, her husband's seat, who's now a senator. And so that we will be open for, you know, calls and questions in the chat room as well. But right now, you know, I went to Friday, I called in, and I went to the Turtle Bay Playground, the brand new, when I talk about a playground, it's an adult playground, because if you watch the news, or you know, Mike, I mean, there's a zip line and a climbing wall, and it's a great place for parents who still are kids to take their kids. So it's not a little kid area, although it could be a little kid area. So it's the inner kid in you. Very, very well constructed, beautiful. Anyway, so that's in the Paul Bunyan camp. And I went there for the ribbon cutting. And meanwhile, I just want to say that I've got four tickets here, family pack, that is a Turtle Bay pass for the day. And they've got some incredible, they still have the chills, the goosebumps thing, that the creepy crawler thing. So it's really fun if you've got people visiting or if you want to do something these summer months with your kids or your grandkids or a neighbor or friends or whatever. Give us a call right now, 605-4567. I'm taking the second caller, Ashley, for four Turtle Bay, Exploration Park passes.
Okay. The state of California obviously has a real homeless problem. Sacramento has the fourth largest homeless problem in the United States, according to the Housing and Urban Development. So here's what San Diego is doing. San Diego, this week, their mayor, a Republican by the name of Kevin Faulkner, signed off on the city council approved $11 million contract to fund through June 2020 three bridge shelters for the homeless and a facility for people to store their belongings. The contract also laid the groundwork for the construction of a fourth bridge shelter. And these are like a tent city that they're building. It includes safe parking zones for people living in their cars or RVs. Los Angeles has set up trailers downtown for homeless residents. The plan that Faulkner has is showing progress since the first shelter was built in 2017 at the height of the hepatitis A outbreak affecting San Diego's homeless population. The HUD report estimated the population to be 8,000 in San Diego, with 5,000 of them in the city. However, they've seen that homeless population drop 6% from last year. The homeless encampment along the San Diego River has been reduced by 90% over the last 2 years by providing this tent housing. And these are not your pup tents. These are large tents that can take a number of people. Where Los Angeles revealed their city saw a 16% increase in the homeless population over last year, soaring to more than 36,000 people living on the streets. And the problem is that how long can they sustain this? The facility is expected to cost the city nearly $13.7 million in the coming fiscal year starting July 1st, are being paid with reserves in the city's housing commission thanks to the federal funds. Thanks to federal funds that are not expected to be renewed every year. While the shelters will be funded through next June, the future after that is unsure. So this is the way they're taking it. They're taking the people off the street, reducing that by building these big tent encampments. They're also putting places out there where people can park cars and RVs. 90% of the people along the river, all that, those encampments are gone now. So the question is this something that we need to take a look at here in Redding? Do we need to take a look at Redding? Do we need to put housing like this? Is it, you know, maybe a tent city? Now, this has been brought up like, oh, my gosh, you know what? It's been, you know, numerous times. I can't even begin even to think how many times it's been brought up, is to say, why don't we just put an area out there? We put, you know, we give them a spot they can camp, and then, but this has always been a bugaboo to the city council. No, we don't want to put a city out there. We don't, because we're going to have to patrol it. We're going to have to, you know, attract more people, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It'll be interesting. It would be interesting to, for our city leadership, send the mayor down there. And maybe a couple others, maybe the Barry Tippin, city manager, and take a look at, or just even better, just give them a call and say, how's this working, and what do you see about the effects? Is it bringing in more people now that they know they've got a place to stay? Because it doesn't also address food, medical care, or anything else. This may be just something that says, hey, look, here's where you can sleep. And get your and we have a place here for your possessions, and this gives you a place you can, you know.
So somebody has to run the
air
camp.
Air conditioning, the whole thing.
So you still have to have somebody run the camp.
You have to have infrastructure.
All right. So here's the question.
You must have bathrooms and everything.
There are some successful stories, and I'll look into that further so that I can piggyback off this story. This tiny home, so, you know, maybe you have like a bedroom, air conditioning, and a bathroom. You know, tiny, tiny homes that are shelter. And so I believe that there could possibly be, if there was an area that could be, you know, that could be a grant that happened to try to, maybe 200 of them in a specific area. Now you got to have sewage.
Yeah.
And our taxpayers pay for all that.
You have water.
So how do you get, how does that not become like, you know, like a bad area? I mean, because I still believe in the dream that some of these people have lost their pride and they're just gotten into drugs. I don't even, can't even imagine, you know, what, you know, they're, how do they keep clean? So just, you know, what is it in the pride to have your own little space? Anyway, tiny homes that they're doing in certain states.
Well, you know, they've, again, it goes back to the, how far outside the box do you want to go? Everybody that talks about this up here, well, not everybody, but the people in positions of power, that wanted, you know, that when it's brought up, they say, look, we give tents, we give an area out there, we build housing, it's going to attract more people. So now we've got, instead of having 600 homeless, we've got 1,000 homeless, or we've got 2,000 homeless, and we'll be overrun that way. But it would be interesting to see if our leadership in the county and the city made a phone call down there to talk to Faulkner and say, how's this thing working? Are you getting, are you finding more people coming in? Yet it shows since they've started this that the homeless rate has dropped. Maybe it's because they're counting the people that are in the tents. But it'll be interesting to see something like that. I'm not sure because it's costing them $12 million, but then again, they're trying to house thousands of people, where if we were trying to house 60 people or 100 people, how much would it cost and the impact on our community? 7:45 in the morning, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented. They're your friends and neighbors working there at a local bank run locally. They've just opened up their main office at 192 Hartnell Avenue. It's, and if you haven't been in there yet, you need to go down and visit. Nothing else, just go in and say hello. Say, wow, these are nice offices. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And Cornerstone Bank invites you to experience how they are moving local dreams forward. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:45 in the morning. It's about 74 degrees out there, and it's rising.
Resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Planning an event, double date, girls' night, overtime inside Wind River Resort and Casino offers reserve seating. Party together in style all night long with top-level service and entertainment. Reserve your table or VIP package with bottle service and appetizers starting at $25. Overtime, turning it up a notch with personalized VIP treatment. For info, call group sales at 530-339-7454 or download the Wind River app. Reservations must be made 1 week in advance. Nightlife is better at the river. Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:50 in the morning. It's like 75 degrees out there. And Linda?
Joanna, congratulations. You won the four tickets. So they'll be here at the station, 1326 Market Street.
Got a chip in your windshield or a crack? Head on down to Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I had a friend who took his 2018 vet down there. And he had a little, you know, can you imagine this? This Corvette was just like perfect. Except there's a little chip in the windshield that he got when he was trailering it back. And Jeff Wurst fixed it. He says, you can't even see it now. So it's just type of the work that Jeff does. Jeff does, he's a total professional. He's been through a lot of schools on this. Nobody's going to fix your windshield any better than Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair, and he guarantees it for life. Learn more at 241-8373 when you call for an appointment, or just head on down to 3208 South Market Street. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
All right, today will be sunny again with a high near 94, light and variable winds around 5 to 8 in the afternoon. Partly clouded tonight with our lows of 66. Currently 75 degrees in the downtown studios. Now, I kind of peruse what's happening on the internet. There's so many things that are happening internationally, but this is something that kind of grosses me out, so I'm going to quickly talk about it. We always talk about, have you ever happened to you where you're in a strange place, in a toilet or in a bedroom or in a bathroom, and think that somebody's watching you? Well, in the latest James Bond film, a man was arrested Friday after a hidden camera was found in the women's toilets at Pinewood Studios. That's where the next James Bond film is being filmed, okay? So he was subsequently charged with voyeurism. So anyway, I don't know. That just because I know what that was like. I stopped at a bathroom. You'll love this, Carl, because I remember. I can always remember what the day looked like and what I was wearing and if it was rainy or not. It's just weird. So I was in red, and I had a speeding ticket somewhere in the Fresno area, so I had to go back and fight my ticket. So I stopped somewhere, and that is the weirdest feeling when you're on the John and you see an eyeball through a hole looking at you. I mean, I screamed bloody murder, and the guy took off by the time I got my pants up. And, you know, has that ever happened to you?
No.
You're looking at me like, what?
No, I don't think so.
I'm just saying this was like a headline today, and this is something that goes on.
I know that when we were in Saudi Arabia and then into Kuwait, the time before last I was there, the women all, every one of the women knew how to check the mirrors in the room to see if they were one way. And they said, you know, you don't check just in the center. You check down around the corners, because it was well known that there a lot of the mirrors that they had there were two-way mirrors that they were being filmed. So, they don't have the same laws there. People ask me, why don't you play golf more often? Well, it's because of reasons like this. There's a, and
that
you know, it's
much.
Even, it's,
don't
at
say
least
that.
Five people were found dead after a dispute at a golf course down in Casa Grande.
Ugly.
And these three guys, I guess, just didn't like each other. And they said that this longstanding feud, the guys had been threatening each other for a long time, when the residents said. It boiled over, and two of them, a 70-year-old and a 78-year-old, were fatally shot. And then the guy that did the shooting went inside back into his home, set it on fire, and they found three more bodies in there. So this is, you know, I can't help but think, you know, I know that, you know, people play golf and they get really, you know, intense about golf. You know, oh, look, oh, they want to play through, or oh, look, they're hitting into us, things like that. But I haven't ever heard anybody, you know, get angry enough to say, well, look, you know, I think I'm going to go back there and shoot these two guys. So,
yeah,
this is just not, this is, when you read things like that, it's just, you know, what are you going to, you know, here in town we had a public defender, a well-known public defender, tried to kill his wife and his two kids.
Oh, my gosh. I heard about this over the weekend.
Yeah. He took an axe maul. It's one of those things that you split, you know, you split right. wood with. Goes in and attacks his wife first, and then he attacks his kids. I think it's 14 and 10 with it. The wife is still in serious condition. They say she will recover, but they put her into a medically induced coma. And they asked this guy, why? You know, his explanation for it was, I think, just as it was just kind of scary, too, because he's claiming that he said that he had open heart surgery several months ago, and that he's been in depression since that, and then he's depressed about his finances and his wife who had credit card debt of $10,000. I mean, $10,000. If you have $10,000 in card, you know, in credit card debt in this country, you're in the, like probably the bottom 5%, because since everybody owes so much on their credit cards. But they went in, and so he decided to take care of everything. I find this so strange when I read about these things, that he was under treatment for adult attention hyperactivity disorder or something like this, and then also PTSD from the. And you start talking about post-traumatic stress, everybody.
Right.
And every time we talk about it, I say it's not just from being in combat. It can be from anything.
Mm-hmm.
So his was from having open-heart surgery.
Right. Ooh.
I'm just kind of like, this is just kind of a, when these things happen with people in town, I mean, you say, well, you know, people out in the camps, they beat each other up and all this, you kind of expect it. But when you have things like this happen with, guy's a public defender here, works for the county. When you have things like this happen, you have to ask yourself, you know, you have to tell yourself that this isn't just, you know, one, this just doesn't happen in the homeless camps. This happens in homes. The fact also that, you know, domestic violence goes across the boards. It's not just in people from lower income segments. It's people all the way across the board. And it's not just physical violence. It's mental violence. And then you get into elder abuse. I don't know if it's just being reported so much more, or if it's just has life gotten to us to this point where violence becomes the result.
The new norm.
The new norm for us out there. So that Angela Jones went to a big conference, and she's going to come on and talk about it. She's already talked about it. She's already published a piece on it. How, you know, what leads up, the steps leading up to that, to the final, I'm going to kill you.
Right.
And I'm going to really kill you. The steps leading up to that. And we're going to have her on the show, and we're going to talk about
that. She's going to several, in her group there at One Safe Place, going to several conferences. They're doing the work. They're studying it. They're getting with the experts, as far as the police and psychologists. I mean, there's some interesting things that you do not want to miss when we get her on the air. We're not going to bring it to light right now because we want to be able to have that show all about that.
Right.
But meanwhile, in the other room, coming up at the 8 o'clock, the Dollies are trying to keep it all in the family. That's right. 2 weeks ago, Brian Dolly was elected to state Senate, creating a vacancy in the assembly. So his wife, Megan Dolly, is here today, declaring her intention to run for her husband's now vacant seat. So we're going to find out all about her, and what their plans are and what she intends to do.
What her plans are, right. We've had Patrick Jones on. He's another one that's running for the assembly. And there's a third one, I believe, that's also from Lassen County, and we'll have him on too. Just so you all can hear every one of them and start making up your own minds, because it won't be the last time they've been on, or that they're going to be on. The election. We're going to check on that. Hey, Ashley, find out if they've – I think they've already announced when the election's going to be, or the runoff. So we'll see that. We can talk about that when we get back, too. Hey, this is Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, Shasta Redding. It's hard to be the system when we're standing at a distance. So we keep waiting on the world to change.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A landmark free speech ruling makes for some unlikely bedfellows at the U.S. Supreme Court.
In a 5-4 ruling that had Justices Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg joining forces, the court struck down a key trademark provision that blocks immoral or scandalous trademarks. It's a victory for a Los Angeles artist who wants to launch a line of clothing with a name that sounds like a profanity. The court threw out the portion of trademark law that blocked the name, ruling it disfavors certain ideas.
That's correspondent Wally Hines. The high court expected to rule sometime this week on whether the Census Bureau can ask people about their citizenship status. We expect to learn details later today of the latest economic sanctions the Trump administration is imposing on Iran. These new sanctions in retaliation for last week's downing of a U.S. Navy drone. In Saudi Arabia, the first stop on a trip abroad for Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, he's seeking to build an international coalition against Iran.
We'll be talking with them about how to make sure that we are all strategically aligned and how we can build out a global coalition.
President Trump says the U.S. prefers dialogue to confrontation with Iran, but Mr. Trump, interviewed by NBC, threatens obliteration of Iran if it provokes the U.S. Some new poll numbers show an improvement for the president.
According to the latest USA Today Suffolk poll, 49% of Americans surveyed approve of the president's job performance. Even though his disapproval rating is only 1 point lower, it's the president's highest approval rating in this survey. It also found that 50% believe the nation is on the wrong track. However, the 42% who say the country is heading in the right direction is the highest since Donald Trump took office. Greg Clugston, The White House.
On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up about 47 points, while the NASDAQ is down 4. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
The gloves have come off in the race for prime minister in Britain. Jeremy Hunt accusing frontrunner Boris Johnson of going out of his way to avoid a live TV debate. Hunt calls Johnson a coward.
In a deliberately forthright and combative article, Jeremy Hunt accuses Mr. Johnson of trying to sneak into Downing Street by the back door. The refusal by Mr. Johnson to expose himself to proper media scrutiny is, he suggests, an attempt to rig the contest. The tone reflects the mounting exasperation among Mr. Hunt's supporters at what they view as Mr. Johnson's submarine strategy and points to a readiness by Mr. Hunt to adopt a more abrasive approach.
The BBC's Norman Smith. Officials say bad weather delaying the recovery of the bodies of international climbers who went missing while attempting to scale an unclimbed Himalayan peak in northern India. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A fan at Dodger Stadium was rushed to the hospital for tests after being hit in the head by a foul ball from Los Angeles star Cody Bellinger during the first inning of yesterday's game against the Colorado Rockies.
It was weird. It was the first time that I think I've actually hit a fan. I'm sure I hit a fan, but I saw it literally hit her face. So it was tough. Doc came over and had talk and just try to regroup. I'm sure it was tough for everyone.
Bellinger says he thinks extending the netting to the foul poles in all Major League stadiums would be a good move.
I would assume that that would be a smart decision. I don't, you know, just to protect those people in the front row who don't have enough reaction time. I mean, I'm over at first base and I got to be ready, you know, and they're 10 feet over from me.
The young woman was sitting four rows from the field along the first base line, just beyond protective netting that extends to the end of the visiting dugout. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Time is 8:05 in the morning here on the 24th of June, 2019, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning, everybody, and it is currently 76 degrees in the downtown studios on this fabulous Monday, the 24th. Today calls for a sunny day with our highs of 94 and our lows of 66. Partly cloudy tonight. Mostly sunny tomorrow with our high of 89 and mostly clear and the lows, overnight lows with 61. Now Wednesday calls for a beautiful 81 degrees and 56 on Wednesday night. Ooh, what a beautiful breezy night to be out by the, you know, the lake. Thursday calls for a high of 80 and a low of 58, and Friday is 87. As we progress through the weekend, we're about 91 and 95 on Saturday and Sunday. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are welcome. 365-3793.
Good morning, everybody, and let's go to the phone. Sally, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Sounds like a wonderful week.
Yes.
Tonight we have the people coming from the Good News Rescue Mission. We have Justin Waldo, who is the director, and Janet Shields, who is the assistant director. I think a lot of people have questions about what the mission does, their rules and regulations, how long they keep people, and how they are helping the community. So I thought it'd be interesting to have them in and let the people ask the questions.
Well, it's best to ask questions.
Great.
To the people that work there. You know, so many times we've heard during our shows that people have thoughts or things that they've read through the internet or, you know, social media. And then many times it's wrong or it's just partially right, which is even worse, I think.
Rumors.
So
yes,
let's
rumors.
Dispel the rumors.
So, we're here to dispel those rumors. And speaking of that, I'm very interested in listening to your next guest, Megan Daly, and I would like to set up a debate for August between the three candidates. So if I could get that information from Megan to contact her, that would be very helpful.
I think that
do you want to give it now?
No, on the air.
Okay.
Not
well, she's got a website or something.
No, but after, well, you do have a website.
I do have a website.
So tonight at 6 o'clock, the Reading Patriots is at 2570 South Bonnie View Road. Come on out and learn about the Good News Rescue Mission, and we will be politically involved for the rest of the summer, it looks like.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Sally.
Thank you, Carl.
All right. Yeah, I was thinking that phone number, but that's not – there's websites. You've got websites and everything. Well, let's introduce our guest.
Good morning. Do-do-do-do.
Good morning.
All right.
Megan Daly, who is running for the first assembly district up here. It covers our whole area in a special election, which is the primary is going to be August 27th and the special election November 5th.
Yes.
Okay. So good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
Okay. So the big breath. Oh, my God. Okay. So Brian got through.
Yes.
When did you look at each other and say, oh, my God, I've been helping you do this job. I can do this job. Because you know you run the ranch. I mean, Brian's always giving his props. Always giving his props to you. And every interview.
He's always very gracious with his support. And
well, he's just said. He says,
confirmation of what I do behind the scenes.
Yeah.
it's probably been about a year. We've discussed it. Obviously, the special election threw things into a different... The plan was always that Brian would run for Senate when Ted Gaines termed out. And then I started seriously considering it in October.
Okay. Last October, then?
Yes.
Okay, that's when really they started running.
When they started, when it looked like Ted would run and he would be successful in his bid for the Board of Equalization. So I started seriously considering it at that point.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you woman to woman, of course, and that you are definitely, you know, we know that you guys are people of faith, that you probably... of course, sat down and prayed about, okay, how can we do this? We've got kids at home. I'm sure you have discussed how are you going to do that. I know people want to know, like a household of two politicians.
Yes.
And the politician, I don't mean like office people running office.
Right. It's a different dynamic. It's not something that our children have been living it for 7 years, and there's not anyone... There's very few people they really can understand what their life looks like, which isn't a bad thing. It's just, it is what it is. It's the nature of the beast in politics. So our oldest son just finished his first year at Cal Poly, and he's home sitting in a tractor just where he wants to be, which is very exciting.
Isn't he studying agriculture?
Yeah, ag science.
Exciting.
He is a very good boy and wants to be a farmer. He's known that since he was 8. So,
That's a nice package.
It's a great package. But he's going to school to build his business, and he took a sales class, which he thoroughly enjoyed, which will help his business long term. So our next son, our middle son, Reagan, is the new state FFA vice president. So he just got elected to that office, and
wow,
he just started that this week. We moved him into Galt on Monday. So I think when we started looking at, and Rosalyn is 9, she's going into the 5th grade, very independent, very bright, and this is what she knows. There's not, and I think, and lovingly, people have asked us, well, what about Roz? What's going to happen, you know, with mm-hmm. Rosalyn? Mm-hmm. Well, Rosalyn's very, we've always kind of teased her that she's very mobile. I don't know if that makes sense, but
that's cool.
She just adapts. She adapts everywhere she is. Just Saturday night, she sang the national anthem at the CDA dinner up in MacArthur, and she walked in. She agreed to do it for Brian's
best. That's the California Deer Association, right? Okay.
And she agreed to do it for Brian's best friend, Russ Hawkins, and she said, well, I'm doing this for Russ. And she walked in, and there's 400 people there. So she said, okay, this is not exactly what I agreed to. But she did it. She pulled herself together, and she did it. So she's at that age where she needs her both of her parents more. And I think people sometimes don't understand that it is a Monday through Thursday, 7 months out of the year, Brian's been gone. And I've held down the fort. We're farmers. We have a trucking division. So I have truck drivers. I do payroll, workman's comp, everything that encompasses a small business. So if you're a small business owner out there, you understand you're the HR, you're the compliance.
What was I doing right before the show?
I know, changing paper towels
changing
in the bathroom.
Changing paper towels because obviously if there's still one sheet of paper on the paper towel, there's still paper on
Nobody
it.
Nobody can change it except for you because somehow.
I didn't see you in there.
Well, I wasn't in there this morning. But anyway, congratulations, Carl, that you did it.
If you'd been in there, though, you'd been...
Would have changed it.
Yeah, you changed it because... Anyway, but we both know... I think everybody knows that when you're a small business, you are everything in a small business.
You are everything. And I care deeply about small businesses. I understand what it's like to get some random... It feels random report in the mail that says you have 10 days to comply with... You know, for me, it's an ag survey or... You know, we just recently went through a workman's comp, just an annual audit. But what that means when you're the one-stop shop mm-hmm. where you have 10 days to comply and put it all together. So, and we've when the minimum wage came up, that was a rough one for me, just because we've started so many kids, you know, right out of high school who've now gone on to have families and careers and buy homes. And that, you know, for $12 an hour, You can teach them how to fill out a time card, and but for 15 it gets to be pretty expensive because 15 is not really 15.
No,
right.
It's
15
not
15 is not 15.
Because when you add on everything on, it's, you know, it's like 20.
Yes.
So, and I think that a lot of people who don't have small businesses and they maybe get paid, you know, in a government job, they don't realize that day to day, breath to breath, the responsibility is huge.
Well, when
on
you
your
have
shoulders.
Yes, other people counting on you, and you know their families are counting on you. There's, you know, for us with our trucking, my truck needs to be on the road every day so I can make payroll every 2 weeks, and so that they can pay their bills.
Right.
And it's a huge responsibility, but it's also a blessing because as small business owners, you do have a lot of flexibility with your families, and they are the backbone of our communities. They sponsor every little league. I mean, you get hit up for everything,
right.
I'm sure. Can you just do this for us? We just need this one little bit of advertising for
Sure. Oh, no. We get that all the
Can
time.
Can you buy
and
a
that's
pig?
That's just part of it.
Oh, I know.
Can
yes.
you buy a pig from the FFA?
We've always bought a goat. I kind of feel remiss if nobody asked us to buy a goat.
Yeah,
we didn't go in on
something.
We're here with Megan Dolly, candidate for the 1st Assembly District, and we're going to take a break. We're
we have
come
this whole
back.
Hour, so don't worry. We've got all the good stuff to get to.
Yeah, we're going to come back and talk about what she hopes to achieve if elected. And what kind of impact is it going to have with with husband and wife? Is there going to be a diversity there, if you understand what I mean? Not just male or female, but is there a diversity of ideas? And how's this going to work? You're all the first ones that we've interviewed that have been a husband-wife team running like this that we know, especially. Okay, we'll be right back.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, whether it's watch repair or battery repair or battery replacement, I should say. Or if you want to have something designed just for you and built, they can do this. Henry and Rebecca are – Henry's a master jewelsmith, a master designer for jewelry. All you have to do is head on down there. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Very reasonable prices there, too. We'll be right back with Megan Dolly.
And the bass keeps running.
In his contacts, there's no disrespect. And Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
Please proceed. Thank you.
Jack, well, yes, sir. Here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning Service, we carry a complete line of Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling systems.
Don't make a bit of sense to me.
Well, sir, we're always here to help you at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. I don't know why you're so grouchy.
I'm not feeling grouchy.
And here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, we can install a new Energy Star high-efficiency system with our expert technicians. Now, what do you think of that?
You want answers? You can't handle the truth.
The truth is, quality service is just a phone call away with Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Call 221-2642 in Redding or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
Mako is back with another great deal giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeoplradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Carl and Linda Bott here. 24th of June, 8:20 in the morning. It's this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark can help you there. Somebody's had an operation, can't get around as well as they used to, then give Sharon a call. She's going to come over to your house. She'll work out a plan that works for you. That's right, that works for you. And with just the finest in health care and the people she hires, you never have to worry. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350, Reading Home Helpers. We're here with Megan Daly, who is running for the assembly seat that her husband used to have, who's now a senator. And we have a number of people with questions in the chat room and also people on the line. So let's go to our first caller. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Hi, I'd like to ask Ms. Dolly, do they use E-Verify for their employees on their ranch and their farm? And what does she think about the illegal immigration problem right now in California?
Yes, we do use E-Verify. And I've had years ago, I've had the unfortunate experience to hire someone who gave me a Social Security card and what appeared to be all the proper documentation, only to find out it took about a year for me to get notified that it didn't match. So it took that much time for whoever had to check it.
So you do use E-Verify.
Yes. So and so it's – and I at this point in our business and our life, I have a payroll service that does my payroll reports. I still handle all of our workman's comp issues, collect my time cards, those kind of things, deal day-to-day with our truck drivers. But I look at it, it's hard for business owners because there's no way to know for sure. So E-Verify does help with that. But someone can, you know, be untruthful with you at any point when you're hiring them. And, and it takes, for instance, with child support, to have that withdrawn, sometimes they aren't even, 6 months later after someone's been working for us, I'll get a notification that says you need to take this out of their paycheck. And
yeah, I just wanted to know if you guys use E-Verify because I'm really against illegal immigration.
Yes.
And if somebody has a temporary work visa, that's okay, whatever. I just wanted to, you know, see if you guys use E-Verify. And then one quick question before I get off the phone. I'll get off the phone and hear my answer over the air is, what do you think about the Article 4, Section 3 CFR lawsuit that's going on right now? And I'll take my answer.
Wait a minute.
Can you clarify what that is?
What's that one?
Or just
that's
a summary?
The lawsuit wanting fair representation because we don't have enough up here, and basically they want to split the state.
Oh, the state of Jefferson.
Do you support the state of Jefferson?
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Oh, okay.
So
I support the state of Jefferson in theory, but I'm also a realist, and I'll just say right now on the air that I would not run a State of Jefferson bill because I know how Sacramento works and it won't get out of the first committee. And there's hundreds of issues that need to be worked on in this district, and I want to do that. I want to be able to work on health care, affordability, access to education, you know, our public safety, homelessness, and crime. So in that environment, if you tag yourself, you know, if you say I'm going to run this bill right out of the gate, they'll just set you aside. And I don't want to be set aside. I want to be able to really work and be strong, a strong representative for the district.
Well, you've been in, I'm just going to say this, because you've said that you've traveled with Brian for the last year. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's kind of like knowing the players in the field.
Yes, I do know the players.
If you know the players in the field, there's a way that you can, I don't want to say manipulate.
No.
But there's a way that you figure out, oh, that person over there, if you're, can talk to them that way or that person. It's called negotiation.
Yeah. And if you have a relationship with people, you have to start with relationships. If you can't have a conversation, a calm, cool and collected mm-hmm. conversation with someone, there's no meeting and there's no starting the conversation, first of all. So if there's something you disagree with, say with another member, and they just have already written you off as somebody who is unreasonable, you won't get anywhere.
Let's talk about a question in the chat pack. We discussed it
Two things here.
One was about nepotism and about getting two people on, what was it called?
Two pensions.
So there's no pension. When you aren't elected to the Assembly or the Senate, there is no retirement. There's no pension. So I think that's just something that people maybe assume mm-hmm. is there. There is health benefits, obviously, and a salary, and there's per diem because, you know, the question has been asked, how are you going to run two households? Everyone does. There's 80 in the Assembly and 40 in the Senate. All of those people are running two households because they have to have homes in their district, otherwise they can't be elected. So it's just part of the package. Mm-hmm. You have to have two places to live. Because you're there 7 months of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Nepotism. I think is, would you say nepotism? It was the
advantage over somebody in your family that you can hire them, or let's like the good old boys club of nepotism. That's kind of what it went.
Yeah, when you're hiring people, employing people of your own family. I'm not sure nepotism falls into this because you're running for an elected office.
I would say the election is going to be the yeah. determining factor over whether people
hire
can
you.
See
yeah.
Yeah. and feel and believe in me as yeah. the, as their representative.
Because Brian can't appoint you. It's the people.
No. And I've been asked that several times. Well, he's just handing it to you. Well, the only thing he's given me is my last name, which I'm very proud to have, and everything else we've built together. We've been married for 20 years. We have three amazing children. We have businesses. We're farmers. And I run, you know, more than just the day-to-day operations. And for the last 7 years, I've been a very integral part of serving the district. I've traveled all over the district. I'm proud to say I will come out today with 5 sheriff's endorsements, as well as Basenko here from Shasta, which I'm very honored to have.
Sheriff Tom Basenko has endorsed you?
Yes. And so Stan Statham. And, you know, I will come out with my endorsements, mm-hmm. and I want to have those all collective, and they'll mm-hmm. be on my website, votemegandaly.com. So, and the reason they believe in me is because they know me, they've seen me, yes, standing beside Brian, but they also know that I'm working right beside mm-hmm. him mm-hmm. on all these issues.
It says here that will you be deeply influenced? Many will presume mm-hmm. that you'll be deeply influenced by Brian. How would you answer that?
Well, I would say we're both deeply influenced by each other. I would say the constituents have just not been aware of the fact that my influence has been on my husband for the last 7 years. I would say I'm more passionate about certain things. I'm very passionate about education. I was a school board president. I understand the budget there. And, for instance, our son Chase got accepted to Cal Poly, but it was not an easy thing to do. There were 13 kids in his class. And he had to take AP statistics online. Two of his years, math teachers are just incredibly short in the whole state. So for 2 years in high school, he did online math.
Because he had no math teacher.
Because we had no math teacher. So I understand education. I'm very passionate about that. I'm also very passionate about the small business, like regulation, because I deal with that in our business day to day.
The okay, these are quick answers. Sanctuary cities?
No.
Second Amendment?
Yes.
Can I have my semi-automatic?
Yes,
magazine-fed firearm.
So when we have discussions in our home about like school shootings and which are just absolutely devastating and you know horrific, our boys, Roslyn already shoots, but you know they're trained. They've been trained to shoot a gun. They know how to properly use it. And so when we have these discussions about the gun didn't jump up into someone's hand. They picked it up. They purposely used it to harm someone. So it's not the gun. It's not the guns that are the problems.
Okay. All right. We're here with Megan Daly. We're going to take a quick break. Mark, we'll get to you as soon as we get from the break. It's 8:30 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. She's been helping people since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, you can give her a call at 221-0441. If you're having problems with your insurance since the fires, even if you're not one of her clients, give her a call. She's been fighting this battle for her people, too. There's some things that she's learned over the years I'm sure can help you. 221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back. Megan Daly, candidate for Assembly, 1st District. Quiet the fear, focus your eyes. Don't you start on the USA. You and me, you and me, you and me, you and me. Lion Heart. BT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BT Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. 24th of June, 8:34 in the morning. About, oh my gosh, what is it, about 76 degrees out there, going up to 94 today, so it's not going to be too bad. We're here with Megan Daly, who is the running for, I'm going to get myself going again. Okay, let me start. Okay, reset. Good morning. We're here with Megan Daly, who is running for the 1st Assembly District, vacated by her husband when he won Senate, and I'm so glad that happened. The election is going to be, the primary will be August 27th, and the special election November 5th. Not a lot of time, but it gives time for people to get out there. We've got people on the phone. We've got people in the chat room, so we'll start with the phone. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How's everybody today?
Fine.
Good. Hey, I have three questions. These are tough questions, but I'd ask them of any candidate. First of all, Ms. Daly, you are proposing to take an oath to support and defend the California Constitution, and I'm curious, have you ever read it?
I don't think I've read it in its entirety. No, I have not.
My second question is, are you familiar with the United States Constitution, Article 1, Section 10, Clause 4, that says that no state will make any agreement with any other state except with the consent of Congress? And I would like to know what you propose to do to stop the Klamath Dam removal, which is an unconstitutional agreement that California made with Oregon.
So my understanding of that is it's a federal issue. And
you don't understand it then.
Okay.
You don't have a proper understanding of it then.
Then I guess I'm going to have a little more education on that.
Because that's exactly what your husband says. Oh, I don't know anything about that. It's a federal issue. And he said that the whole time he was an assemblyman as well. And my third question is, are you aware that Sheriff Basinko made the public statement that he would never issue a 26-150B2 permit, which is an open carry weapons permit, and it is the only core right protected under the Second Amendment, according to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals? And if so, what would you do to ensure that Californians have Second Amendment guarantees?
So my understanding is sheriffs have the right to, for open.
Sheriffs don't have rights. People have rights. Governments don't have rights. They're inanimate objects. Sheriffs have been delegated the authority to decide who may carry and who may not.
So I will talk to
Second Amendment says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Right, so he couldn't take away your right to bear arms. So I will have a conversation with him. That's a good question, and I'll find out what that statement was in regards to.
And my last question is, what is your opinion toward United States Code Title 8, Section 1324, harboring and shielding an illegal alien? And so the state of California and California's government, including all of its legislators, are in sedition to the federal government.
So you're referring to sanctuary state?
Yes.
Yes, I'm opposed to sanctuary states.
But what will you do about it?
Well, the most I can do is have conversations with other members, considering that I would be in the minority party, who all of whom oppose that. So I would do my very best to have conversations with them and explain to them how it, I know it impacts county budgets when you have illegal immigrants coming to your counties and then you're required by the state to take care of them. So, yes, I do know it's an issue, and I definitely will be talking to them about that.
Okay, Mark.
And my last.
Wait a minute.
Question.
You said three. This is five. Okay, no. Is this the last
All right,
one?
I'll let you go.
No.
Okay,
is this the last one?
No, this is the last one. I already forgot
okay.
what it was.
Okay. What's this one?
So, y'all have a good day then.
All right. Thanks, Mark. I mean, I don't mind three or four questions, but you know what? Here's the thing is,
and you've got to get grilled.
Mark is obviously well up on this. Is Mark Baird, I believe, and he's very well up on these facts. The fact is sanctuary state up here in the northern region, we hate it.
Yes.
We hate the idea.
Yes.
And you said against it. What could a person in the minority, the really, really minority party in this state, do about that besides talk to people? Is there anything?
Well, there, I don't know specifically about that issue, what we, could do about it. But I do know that it has been effective to bring members to the district. They've stayed in our home. And so when issues like your rural health care or your hospitals closing down or, that kind of thing, you're able to go to them and say, remember that hospital we drove by together, or remember that school we drove by, or that biomass plant, or whatever it is. You came to our treasure of the North State. We showed you where our watersheds are. We showed you the timber. We showed you. And then when you've done that and you've built those relationships, they're much more open to seeing your side of it, where they've only been lobbied, say, by the environmentalists as far as like the timber industry.
Mm-hmm.
But when you showed them on the ground what it looks like,
the other side,
right. It does make sense to them.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah,
a lot of work has been put into that.
And you're going to get, there are, Mark and a lot of people who are very, very into the state of Jefferson.
Very
they
passionate.
Want, they're, there's a movement, huge movement. And so you're going to be asked that, consistently,
mm-hmm.
continuously. And what I'm hearing you say is that when you have your passions of what your strengths are, and that if you are to win, those are the things that you're going to be making movement on. The state of Jefferson, if you bring that up, people are going to maybe look at you in a circle of where you're in Sacramento and go, we want to talk about this. Like, they'll put you in the other, on the, with the other cap.
Right. And I wouldn't want to be set aside. There's things that we need to work on. Affordability, cost of living, the gas tax is completely unreasonable. I have concerns about that. In a large portion of our district, all of our, kids have to be bused to school. So how are they implementing, what are they doing to backfill the budgets for our schools? If you are driving a bus up in 45 minutes one way to take kids to school, that's being impacted.
Absolutely. Okay, and speaking of that, SB 276, vaccines, this bill that says that we're taking away your right to have your own doctor.
Yes. So I am a strong proponent of parental rights. I think people should have choice in their schools. I think they should have choice with – the government to tell you that what you're going to do with your children is completely unacceptable. So our children are partially vaccinated because they were still under the waiver that you could go speak to your physician, have a conversation. If they had concerns or you had concerns, they would sign that for you.
Mm-hmm.
After Roslyn started kindergarten is when they started pushing on, even with a medical waiver, you couldn't come into school. And it was very confusing to me because I sat down with my physician. I mean, they're trained to know what the right thing to do. That's, you go to an attorney if you're in a lawsuit. You go to a doctor if you have concerns about your health. So, and parents are going to do the right thing for their kids. And to take that right from them is just, it's just crazy to me.
So the some of the things that are going on in our state is we constantly come into the as dead last when it comes to business.
Mm-hmm.
And we seem to be ignoring that because our economy is so strong in the state of California. Yet we seem to have thousands of people moving, leaving.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things that you would look at that would help the, even though the economy is strong down in the southern area, we still could use a boost up here.
Yes, absolutely.
What kind of things can you do as an assembly person that would boost the economy up here?
So there's one particular issue that I know affects truck drivers because I'm in that business. the lock boxes that are on pickups for, like, if you're a one man shop and you're a mechanic and you have the lock boxes, you purchase mm-hmm. them. Well, it makes you heavy. It makes your truck heavy. So then you have to be put into the BIT program mm-hmm. and the pull notice and the drug permit. So you're one person and you now have to go into this whole another level. But the guy with the trailer full of lawnmowers or whatever pulling behind him, he's not in it. He weighs the exact same amount as the mechanic with the lockbox. But he's having to do all this. So, I mean, just to say, okay, we need to tweak that. We need to change that because it's thousands of dollars for that one.
Yeah, and I've gone through all that before, too, but I was running an 18-wheeler, but which I'm sure yours are. But.
Yeah, so I have a little thing that's
okay,
crazy.
Yeah.
Is I pay a heavy use tax on our trucks because they're heavy and they tear up the road. Absolutely, you should pay if you're tearing up the roads. They just recently put it back into the general fund.
Oh.
It does not go to roads. So those are those kind of things that I want to bring up. And they know me. They know, like, here's my truck. Show you my picture of my truck. I'll gladly pay the heavy use tax because we do tear up the roads. We're heavier. Yeah. But it should go to the roads, not into the general fund.
The gas tax is what we're going to hit, gas tax and something else.
Okay.
A couple of things. Then we got some people on the line, too. All right. We're here with Megan Daly, who is running for the state assembly in District 1. We'll be right back after these messages. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center in the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health and is a fully accredited chest pain center. I've had two friends go down to Shasta Regional. I've had great service, great care, seen immediately, and the right things were done for them. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. 8:45 in the morning, 78 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi,
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Always tomorrow. Lean on me. When you're
welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios morning. At KCNR 96.5. You have to, it's been the weekend, Ashley. You got to retrain me, okay?
All right.
Okay. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio here on the 24th of June, 8:50 in the morning here.
8:50, like you said, 8:50 in the morning, and let's quickly talk about the temperature today. We are going to have a high of 94 and a low of 66. Now, we do have Megan Daly with us this morning. We've got calls. We've got emails. We do have to do a live read to one of our shout-out of our advertisers.
Portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. Okay, we're here with Megan Daly. Megan, you talked about education. One of the questions was about Common Core, but the other one I have is, how do you feel, I mean, what kind of education reforms or initiatives would you bring to the table for the first, and again, this is for the first district up here.
Yes, specifically for our district. Well, there's, I don't know the number, I should find that, but rural school districts that bus their kids, you know, quite a distance. And have a really hard time recruiting. Like I said, our sons went without a math teacher for 2 years. And that was not for any, for our district's lack of trying to find it. They're just not available or don't want to live that far out or whatever the reasons are. I just want to, I would like to look closely at it to make sure that they have the same access as an urban student going to school as far as like the A to G courses, AP classes. So for those children or students that want to go straight to university, not every kid's going to do that, but that they would be able to do that. They would still could do that if they wanted to have all that available to them. And I just know as class sizes decrease, it's harder and harder. Funding is harder and harder.
It's so much is being done online.
Yes.
Do you see that as a future? Does that mean we need better internet capabilities?
Yes, we do, and we're working towards that. I know that there's been money and bills passed to get more internet to our area.
Okay, hey, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Yeah, very quickly. First of all, good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
I hope you're doing well.
Yes.
The reason I'm calling is that Mark Beard asked four legitimate questions. One was about the Second Amendment, which I think all Californians are concerned about, or most of them. The other one was about dams, about power, which I think Californians are definitely concerned about. Illegal immigration, which everybody's concerned about.
Yes.
And the fact that, have you read the California Constitution? How do you take an oath to something if you don't know what's in it? But I think the real deal is at the end of that, with those four legitimate questions that I think any person, whether they're for the state of Jefferson or not, would ask, the comment was made that, well, you know, these state of Jefferson people basically, you know, they're going to be asking these questions. They have some knowledge on this stuff. And you know, I think it's all people that do. I think there's a lot of people that don't want the dams to come out that may not even know about the state of Jefferson. And I think that there's a lot of people in California who aren't involved in the state of Jefferson that are up to their ears in it with illegal immigration. So I think that when we do a campaign, it should be fair. I think it should be clean. And I think that we can't make comments when somebody calls in and asks legitimate questions, maybe, you know, putting them in a compartment or putting them in a particular spot. I just think that that's just not fair, no matter what the question is. That's my comment.
Okay. Thanks, Terry.
Yep.
All right.
Did we put somebody in a box?
I didn't feel like I did that. So I'll follow back up with
Did we put somebody in a box,
well,
Carl?
I think what Terry's talking about is when somebody asked about the state of Jefferson. You said, I support the idea of the state of Jefferson, but I wouldn't bring it forward because of it would put me, and it's not them, but it would put me being you into a box that because those people – and I shouldn't say those people, because, that's what they are. Those people,
yes, and there's
would immediately. And this, I think, this is what you said.
Yeah, well, there's obviously legitimate concerns. Illegal immigration is a huge concern for everyone. So, like I said, hiring somebody and you don't even know whether you've properly done that or not. So yes, it's and I didn't. If there was something that I said that made him feel like I put him in a box, I did.
Or we put him in a box.
Yes, we did.
You
not.
Know, we
try not to do that.
We try not to do that. So, and maybe it was a word that was off. If there's a word that was off and we said those, apologize.
Well, let's move forward on it. The fact is that our state has a lot of problems.
Yes.
And we get beat up here because we do have one assemblyman person.
25,000 square miles.
Yeah. And one senator for this. The lawsuit they have going right now is such that you have fair representation, but then what's that mean? Even the courts don't even know what that is. The state even admits they don't have fair representation. But for let's just go back into things that you would like to accomplish in the first 6 months. We've got like 4 minutes left in the first 6 months if you get elected.
Well, I would continue the relationship building because the more and more people understand that there's people above Sacramento and that they have children, they have lives, they need, for us, the gas tax is a huge thing. We don't drive 2 blocks to the grocery store. At least I don't. I drive 2 hours to Costco. So the importance of what it is really like to live here and that the treasure that we have, we're the watershed for the whole state and how we need to take care of that. And what that looks like, what environmentalism looks like here versus somewhere in an urban area in San Francisco or LA, it just doesn't look the same. Environmentalism to us is cleaning out the forest so that our watersheds can be healthy and we aren't dealing with catastrophic wildfires. So, but to them, it's banning plastic bags and straws.
So do you, yeah, those are important things. Do you support then the idea of clearing out these forests?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Fire is
at our doorstep, and the entire district is in a high threat fire zone. If you look at Cal Fire's map, we're in a high everywhere. The whole district is red.
Yeah,
so we need to fire safe our communities.
Yeah.
We have to do it now, not in 6 months. We need to be on the ground cleaning up and clearing out.
Well, the state has put aside money now, it looks like, to start doing that.
Yes.
But are they doing that?
And so one of my first priorities would be to make sure that $200 million a year that it goes to vegetation management will actually be on the ground working. Isn't going to go to agencies. It's not going to go to planning and reports. It's going to hit the ground and start fire safing our communities immediately.
Okay, what's another one here? We've got like 2 minutes now.
For my top priorities.
Yeah, for your top priorities there. You talked about the fire rule, getting our people to look at our education differently.
I would like to be out talking to people in the district and find out if there's something, for instance, the trucks, the lock boxes. There may be things out there that I just don't know about. That it's just a matter of educating other members, and I can just run a bill that can tweak and literally change someone's business or their situation. I mean, I know now my grandma has paid into health care and she's being denied for her long-term care. And my dad and his brother are battling that right now. So there's so many things like that I want to dig in and I want to go to work.
Okay. Now, how do people get a hold of Megan Daly?
So I have a website, votemegandaly.com, and you can go there. You can sign up to join my team or to get emails. And you can also follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram. You can private message me.
When's the last time a woman was elected up here in this district? Or was there ever?
There was. And she served until 19. I just had a historian friend tell me that this morning. She served until 1976, Pauline Davis, she was a Democrat from Portola, and she succeeded her late husband in 1952. And anyway, it's interesting.
52 to 76, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She served.
So that's almost modern times.
Yeah.
Almost.
So her and her husband both served.
Okay.
Back then.
All right.
Thank you, Megan.
Megan Daly has been
again,
here.
And again, you know, for people who have questions, you know, make it civil. We've had some comments this morning in our chat pack that are like, you know. Anyway, congratulations. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
And thanks for being on
our
show.
Thank you for having me.
We'll have you on again.
I'm sure that I know that you said that you want to run a clean election. And the last person we had on, Patrick Jones, said exactly the same thing. I'm not sure of the third person's name right now. I'll go look him up, too. So thanks for being on here and kind of short notice, too. I know it's like an hour drive. Maybe you can do some shopping at Costco again.
I have meetings all day.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, everybody. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Thank you.
Hey. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.